producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. That's where you're supposed to go, woohoo. Did you lose the energy from last hour?
Just seeing if anybody else is doing it or if I'm on my own. I guess I'm on my own.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I'll add one.
There we go.
Thank you, Manny. That's very good of you. Yeah. What are you guys still on Monday mode or what? Come on now, fire up here for crying out loud. That was like a golf clap. That wasn't much there. Not much there. Trying to get my buds rolling here today for crying out loud. We are coming to you live and direct from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association gathering at the Bismarck Ram Coda. Continues today and tomorrow. Getting your game on. They had a big event last night with the performers, the Dueling Pianos. Wow, were they good. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They've been around, I guess, at different events. Deuces Wild, Dueling Pianos. A couple of guys out of the Twin Cities that were just pure entertainment. They were hilarious. But the attire last night was your favorite sports team, right? So it was Get Your Game On was a theme, and you had to wear a jersey or something. And so there was a lot of trash talking going on between Packers fans and Vikings fans and, you know, Sioux fans and Bison fans, and it was a lot of fun. So great, great time. They know how to have a good time, those implement dealers. So next time you get into one of those implement dealers, say, hey, what'd you wear for a jersey? And they'll think, well, how'd you know that? Might get you a discount on a combine. Be worth trying. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. If you like to know how much your power bill is going to go up once the EPA gets their way, or if they get their way, with the Clean Power Plan, you can find out. There's a little calculator widget right there on the website to check that out. If you'd like to say, you know what, stop this EPA and let your voice be heard, not only with the EPA, but also with members of Congress and legislators, you can do that very easily. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org, because really we all ought to be for an all-of-the-above energy strategy, and that includes coal. Coal's excluded when folks like the EPA try and shut down power plants and go after coal. And, of course, that means jobs and a big hit to the economy in North Dakota and Minnesota as well. So, again, find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to chat with the folks from RDO Equipment. I'm going to talk a little bit about new technology. We talked last hour with some implement dealers about how the average, at least in Castleton and Langdon, the dealers we talked to earlier, he said the average grower changes combines about every 2 years. Do you know why that is? Technology is changing. I mean, think about your cell phone, right? If your livelihood is getting, you know, the proper planning and harvesting of your crop, you want the best and you want to make sure it's good. Who goes 2 years without changing cell phones anymore? It doesn't happen. So I guess it's not unusual that it happens there, although I was surprised by it. So we'll talk a little bit about the new technology, but then also the expertise on how to use that technology with Keith Kreps and Matt Grove from RDO Equipment on the program today from the Implement Dealers Association. Back half of the program, we're just going to open up the phones and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. A lot of talk about what's happening in Paris, as well as what to do about it. And also the refugee resettlement, and we can continue to tackle that or anything else on your mind today. We'll just have a little half-hour free-for-all to end the program coming up, so let me have it. 800-228-0550. Moments ago, a gentleman stepped to the podium to announce that he is a candidate for state auditor in North Dakota, and he's here. Brian Crocius is the GOP candidate for auditor in North Dakota, and he joins us at the Ram Coda today. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me on today, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I have to say, when I first heard this, I said, what? Only in the sense that not very often does somebody leave the position of a publisher, which is a prominent position in most communities, to seek political office. So this is a little bit unusual in that sense, right?
Sure, I would imagine it is. But the time was right. Being a publisher was just a wonderful experience. and I enjoyed that time, the experience that I was able to gain from serving in that role. But the time is right for me to look at public service and the position of state auditor. The Office of State Auditor in particular was one that I really feel fits my qualifications very well.
Obviously, when you are a publisher, in your case with the Bismarck Tribune, you're covering, especially in Bismarck, you know, state government, city government, you watch public officials a lot. Have you long wanted to be one of them? Has this been a desire to you to join public service? Something been in the back of your mind?
It's been in the back of my mind since I attended North Dakota State University. I remember talking to a roommate at that time and mentioning to them that someday I really do want to run for public office. And again, now is the time.
Folks know, if they've been listening, and maybe others that have followed your career know, obviously, as I said, publisher and now a candidate for office, but what else should they know about you? And you're an NDSU guy. We got those three things, but give me some more.
Well, I'm an NDSU guy, and I also have part of a three-generation Bison family. My father and my youngest daughter attended NDSU. My other daughter, my oldest daughter, and son-in-law attended University of North Dakota. So we're proud supporters. Our family is of the university system. I grew up in a conservative valley, conservative family, and learned just the importance of hard work at a really early age. I can't thank my parents enough for how they raised me. And I have five other siblings, so a relatively large family, which is always great around the holidays as well, and 16 nieces and nephews in total.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New York Mills, Minnesota. I was born in Fargo and went to high school in Minnesota, in New York Mills, Minnesota, and then after high school went back and attended NDSU.
That's neat. What does an auditor do in North Dakota for the taxpayers? Folks might not understand the responsibilities of that position, but tell us about it.
Sure. The auditor, the Office of State Auditor, is responsible for financial and performance audits, accuracy and compliance, ensuring that public funds are being spent wisely and in the way that they are intended to be spent is critical. But also you have to look at one of the functions, which is on the operational side, and that is working with state agencies, finding new efficiencies and ways to make government more effective and serve the taxpayers better.
Give me an example of something you think specifically could be done better in that regard.
Well, I'd hate to give anything specific at this point in time, simply because I haven't been able to sit down and look at any data that's been gathered and really to make an intelligent decision in terms of, well, I would do this, I would do that. You really have to get into the numbers. You have to analyze the data. You have to ask the right questions and then form an opinion from there.
But there's savings there. There's efficiencies there that you're confident you could route out.
There are always ways to be more efficient. I've learned that over 30 years in the private sector. There are times of prosperity, but there are also very challenging periods. And during those challenging periods, you just have to really bear down, find out a better way of doing things, and becoming more efficient. It's just critical towards success.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Brian, certainly welcome. Brian Crocius announcing today his bid for North Dakota State Auditor, seeking the Republican nomination for that, taking his 30 years of fiscal management experience in the private sector and saying, hey, I want to serve the public. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd as well at 701-226-8503. So, Brian, talk a little bit about, again, your reason for wanting to do this. You said earlier you wanted to serve in public service, and accomplish what? Serve is one thing, but ultimately doing, a mission is another. Talk about what you'd want to do there.
Yeah, my number one priority is to work effectively with state agencies, state leaders, and government, working with them to find those efficiencies that I referenced earlier, and finding better ways to do things, and also just finding those ways to stretch tax dollars further. There are a number of individuals in the state just starting out on fixed incomes, raising families, And the reality is that as the state has grown, which is fantastic, the state budget has also grown. It's more than doubled over the past 10 years. And finding ways to do things in a better manner is going to be critical for the taxpayers going forward.
Anything else you want folks to know about you and your candidacy?
I'm excited about the campaign. I look forward to working really hard to earn the support and vote of those residents that are a part of this wonderful state. And just really excited to be a part of the process and to move forward.
That announcement made this morning in Bismarck. Coming up this afternoon, 2 o'clock, you'll be making a similar announcement in Fargo?
Correct. I will be in Fargo at 2 o'clock. I'll have more press interviews at that point in time after the announcement in Fargo, and then off to Grand Forks and Minot and making the loop throughout the state.
All right. 2 o'clock this afternoon, Fargo at Roar's Development.
Correct. That is correct.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Ryan Crocius, candidate for auditor in North Dakota. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grassafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the 5 most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmuth, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook, and NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Live and on location from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. Day two of our three-day broadcast here. Enjoying that very much. Brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of your Apache sprayers. They have locations in Mandan and south of Fargo in Frontier, and they wanted me to tell you the 2016s are in, and besides the fact they're looking great, they got to make some room, and so the 2015s are going out at big-time discount prices right now. They have some low-interest financing available, better deal than last time you were in, so I'd suggest you come on back in, and they're moving the 2015s. Also, a great selection of some of the used, and don't forget they have that ET Ag Center now, which means if you need a part, not only for an Apache sprayer, for any sprayer, they've got it. Yeah, they do. They just do. That's what the ET Ag Center is all about. 50,000 parts in stock at both of their locations. And if they don't have it, they'll have it at your doorstep in a day or two. So they really work hard to get you that part when you need it. Not only for Apache, but for any of the sprayers as well. High Plains Apache, Mandan, and Frontier. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, we're going to chat a little bit about technology. I can't hardly wait to do this because I have a little theory. And I'm you know, my grandpa farmed, a lot of my uncles farmed, but I'm a radio guy, right? So I don't know this. So I bring in the experts, and I learn from them. And we're going to do that with some of the best of the best from RDO Equipment. Keith Krebs is here. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good morning.
Nice to see you. And also Matt Grove, you brought along one of your tech specialists here, Keith, huh?
I did, because technology is not my strongest point. So.
That's not true. He's got an Apple Watch on. He's lying about that, Matt.
he's pretty quick with technology, but he asks a lot of questions. We help him get him set up.
Exactly. All right, all right. So glad to have you guys here. So here's the deal. Speaking of an Apple Watch, right, I've had this phone about 6 months, okay? It's the iPhone 6. I can't wait to get the 6S, right? And then the 7, and, you know, that's just how I'm wired. Mm-hmm. And judging by everybody else I see at most places, the same thing. Nobody has a 4S anymore. Nobody has a 5. They all have. Is it the same way, Keith, in agriculture right now?
You know, it really, it's starting to get that way, I guess I would say. You know, there's a lot more expensive technology solutions than buying a new watch or a new phone, but I think the return on the investment is very, very high on ag technology today, so a lot of people are, you know, evaluating that, and when they make the decisions to upgrade, it really it's not really for the reason of I want the best technology, it's what's going to give me the best return on my investment for my operation.
Yeah, you're dealing with smart growers. They aren't buying things to have the shiny bells and whistles. It's got to pay, right?
It's got to pay.
Yeah. And does it?
It does, and Matt could speak to that very well, but it's certainly, there's a lot of technology out there with, you know, with corn at the prices that it's at today and commodities where they're at, every gain of efficiency and every dollar that you can add back into your farm by using technology and different things like that certainly helps.
Okay, so a couple things for you now, Matt. First of all, this phone I'm holding up? I know how to, you know, use about 10% of what it could actually do.
Yep.
All right? And what it does is good. I love it. And I don't actually take the time to learn the rest. I don't know why. I'm just a dinosaur. I should. I'd love to go just to a class or something and actually understand what it could do because it probably would be make me a lot more efficient. Is that happening in ag technology, too?
Actually, yeah, it is. You know, we look at, you know, the utilization of what farmers have today, you know, how they've adapted since we started an auto track to documentation to variable rate technology and actually applying that. We do a lot of extensive training, machine optimization to really cover those niches of things guys have today that they're not using. Back to Keith's point about, you know, holding the cell phone, really that's the focus of our industry. You know, with the commodity prices, the input prices, everything's geared towards the mobile strategy. Having that information real time in hand so you, as a producer, you can make an educated decision right now on the spot is really the direction we're headed.
And does that pencil out whatever that would cost me? Do I say, hey, yeah, it cost a fair amount, but guess what? Look what I have to show for it. Look at my ROI.
Yeah, you know, the return on the investment, it kind of depends on each grower's business plan and model and how many pieces of the precision agriculture we can implement into it. But there is returns, depending which strategy you go with. Again, variable rate or, you know, different soil fertility management practices. Your ROI is there. It's just getting everything put together so we can help you make those decisions.
And is that hard to do? I mean, Keith, I mean, are folks willing to sit down and say, here's my numbers. if I buy this, that, or the other thing, how do they look a little better?
You know, we're certainly we're seeing a lot of that today. It you know, when everything was gunning and going and corn was as high as it was, you know, it was very simple to not put a lot of focus on kind of fine-tuning your operation. But today, with everything the way it is, fine-tuning and taking the time, sharing your data and sitting down with the experts and having them kind of model and optimize a solution for your farm.
How does RDO equipment do this? Talk about how you guys are.
You know, we've got we've been involved with it for quite some time. We've got a team of specialists. Matt would be one of our product specialist managers, but we, you know, not only do our account managers, our salespeople, they're out in the field, are they well trained on, you know, applying the technology to your operation? We've got a group of people that's all they do. The Matt Groves of our organization that you know, spend their whole time training our people, training our customers, and working to kind of provide the answers and the solutions to all the technology questions that are out there.
Is that something, if I'm buying a John Deere product and I'm buying it from RDO, I get that kind of specialty unlike anything I could get anywhere else? I mean, is that unique about RDO?
I don't think it's unique about RDO. I think that we've got, you know, everybody is trying to figure out this space and trying to figure out how they provide the solutions, but I would, you know, put our people up against anybody else in the industry. I certainly think that we've got, you know, the leading specialist in that area.
Matt, share an experience that similar to what Keith is talking about there, where you have that interaction with a grower.
You know, there's a lot of different things, but a prime example, as we work with customers, now that we just wrapped up our fall season with harvest information, a customer goes in and he's been running his combine, thinks he's done a fairly decent job calibrating over the years. This year asked us to come in utilizing a weigh wagon and have one of our specialists calibrate, and we actually showed him that over the course of collecting his data, he was 15 to 20% off in his calibration process for data collection versus our process. So by us showing him the value in the calibration and the machine optimization, actually gave him a lot cleaner data so he can go apply that to his trusted advisors to make decisions for next year's growing season.
And like you say, Keith, at a time when prices are not optimal and input costs are high, that can make a big difference, right?
It certainly can. And, you know, I mean, not everybody can go out today and buy a new tractor or buy a new planter or buy a new combine, but if you can take what you have today and get it running better and fine-tune and optimize it, you can get kind of some of the same results.
Ask some of the other guys the average turn on a combine now. Are your customers you know, buying new ones every 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or an average?
You know, that's a tough question. I would say that the average was probably every 3 to 4 years, but you know, it certainly certainly is starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, understandably. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Learned a bunch as always, and have a great convention. We'll see you around.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yep, we're here today and tomorrow as well. Wraps up tomorrow morning. So great learning from these guys. Enjoy it very much. We're going to open up those phones when we come back live from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association Convention in Bismarck, North Dakota today with What's On Your Mind, your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story, and I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford, and they can help you too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandSews.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sews.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is open to find out what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on your mind? What's got you revved up today? What are you thinking about? This is your platform to have a comment or two today on the program. Love to hear from you. Brought to you in part by our friends at HeDolls today. HeDolls has it. Not only the part you need, but also great people, too, like Bob Hampshire, who's in their Bismarck office. He's actually the operations and inventory coordinator, so he is one of the buyers and looks at all the product lines that they have and say, okay, that's an old product line. Should I get a new one? You know, does all of that. And I was telling them that they have this foot cream that is just the best. Now, you wouldn't think you'd go to an auto parts store and buy foot cream for crying out loud, hand cream, but I'm telling you, you know, think about that. People working on their cars, you know, they get the rough hands, and this stuff is really the best. It's the best. I have really dry skin, so I actually bought it at the HeDolls in Minot. So I asked him about that, and he said, no, I use it. It's good stuff, and it's in a little blue package, and same formula for the hand on the and the foot cream there. So, and he says they sell a lot of it out in the old patch. Hands crack up, you know, working on those. Anyway, he's 6 years now at HeDolls, part of the HeDolls team, and has a team of folks that that work for him as well. And I asked, what do you like best about HeDolls? Well, a great place to work, great place to buy parts. You know, we're not the cheapest, but we sell good parts, and, you know, we're here. Folks know they can come buy parts from us and not worry. We're not going to be here. We're just going to be there, stand behind it always. So, pretty cool. He's a car guy, too. You know what his first car was? 62 MGB. That's the coolest answer yet. Yeah. So, stop and see him. Ask him about that. He has a Jag, too, like a 73 a Jag convertible, like a V12 in that thing. It's just unbelievable. Bob Hampshire. HeDolls in Bismarck. All right. Tell him Scott sent you. Good folks they have at HeDolls. No doubt about it. All right, on the Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, a lot of calls have come in that we've not had a chance to get to and play that come on our hotline. We love those. We welcome those. A few texts here, too, to find out what's in your mind. And you call us at 800-228-0550. You text us at 701-226-8503. Go ahead and roll a couple of these, Todd, so we can catch them.
No, Christian or no Christian. We have no idea whether they're Christian or not. Once a Muslim, always a Muslim. Look at President Obama. There you go, a prime example. We trade five of the worst terrorist prisoners for one guy that deserted the Army or the Navy over there or whatever, and we get him home. And that tells you right there that he doesn't care, and he's probably working for him. That way he gets him over here, and we just keep letting him do this. We might as well kiss U.S. goodbye, which we pretty much already have anyway. I say no. There is no give and take on this. Christian, no Christian. We have no way of knowing, and that's all that needs to be said.
All right. Here's the question that he's answering. Should we have refugee resettlement, even if we said we're going to focus on Christians who are being persecuted in Syria? And they are. I have a Facebook page post from ChristianFreedom.org. You ought to read that. It'll make you sick what Christians are enduring in Syria. Which I guess doesn't surprise any of us because we know how evil and awful this regime is, right? No doubt about it. So my idea was, look, if we're bent on refugee resettlement, let's select Christians because we know they're not going to be jihadists. They're not going to join the jihad. Maybe that's a way. Just bring Christians out of harm's way. You're answering the refugee. The fact they're being persecuted, you know that. But you also address the security and safety concerns. I was trying to find a humanitarian way in the middle. So I threw that idea out. By the way, the Obama administration never do it. They might give you priority if you're not a Christian, but I'm not sure they'd give you priority if you are a Christian, in my mind, based on their MO, their record. But this caller says, no way, no how, none of them. And that's not a bad answer, given what's going on right now. Two things. One, we have our own issues right here, right? Look at the situation with the Somalis. And what law enforcement officials have dealt with as close as Minnesota. Some of these folks coming here, radicalizing others, who then go over there and fight on behalf of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You can't make this up. So should we just say no? Just say no. The governor issued a statement. He didn't say no, but he said, look, LSS isn't doing this anymore, and they're vetting these people. Is that comfort enough for you? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Okay, go ahead and roll another one there, Mr.
This is Gary calling from Minot. I would prefer the governor would join in with the other states that have said no to any refugees at all at this time. Not only to protect the people of North Dakota, but I think it would help to send a message to the Obama administration how the people of the United States feel about this. Thank you.
All right. These are all reasonable folks. Nobody's calling here with dripping with hatred. They're making reasonable arguments on why this is a bad idea. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Should do some text here too, Todd, right? Since they're texting you, we better get it in here.
Yeah.
How about requiring all refugees to take a lie detector test? If someone fails, don't allow them in. Simple way to do it, right? Again, I want to know a little bit more about what they're doing. What do they do? I could say, Todd, are you ready for my survey?
Go for it.
Are you a terrorist?
No.
Come on in. I've screened Todd.
Didn't hook me up to any kind of a lie detector or anything.
No, I think you should have answered a little more forcefully, though. It did make me a little suspicious, but not enough to not let you in.
Well, I have a little bit of sarcasm by nature sometimes, anyway. No. Something like that.
So both LSS.
If we're putting on these serious, I'm trying desperately to get in the country hat here. No, I am not a terrorist, Scott.
Come on in.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, we've screened Todd. We're good.
Okay, we're done.
Another texter says, so both LSS and the governor are reliant on the honesty of the federal system to check these refugees? We're doomed. you know, this trust level of how they're vetting these is just unbelievable. Another texter says, does God look at us as husbands and fathers or as fishers of men? I assume that's in reference to something I said earlier, where I do feel a bit of a conflict between my number one duty to protect my wife and children and my concern for people being persecuted, like the Syrians, for instance, and people who truly are in harm's way. But knowing there are people that are going to try to exploit that process, I err on the side of saying, no, I'm sorry. We need to protect ourselves first. Now, when he says fishers of men, you know, I guess what he's saying is evangelize. Go out there and spread the gospel, right? We can spread the gospel without going there. Other ways to do that, right? I don't know. You're welcome to have a different take on what he had to say there on the program. Full bank of calls, so let me get to these. Let's go to Ron in Minot. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Ron.
Good morning. Another great show.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting it on the air so that we can have this opportunity. I've been doing a little research on what's going on concerning Middle East crisis and the immigrants or whatever you want to call them. And I just don't think that with all the problems that we have presently with the immigration situation in Mexico, that really, I mean, we've got 93 million people unemployed, underemployed, or whatever you want to call it. We've got a lot of things in this country that probably need to be addressed. And I think a lot of Americans are feeling that we're taking a back seat to all this stuff.
I hear you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, again, that's why you'd say, okay, wait a minute here, I'm getting a handle on illegal immigration. Refugees, you know, I think it's fair to say, okay, are we able to handle our own problems and take folks who literally are in harm's way? But again, how do we have 100% assurance that we're not? We know from Department of Homeland Security intel that they, meaning ISIS, has suggested they would use the refugee resettlement program as a way to infiltrate the United States. We have that intel. And North Carolina governor said it. That's the first place I've heard it. But that was his reason for saying no. So, you know, again, but for that, maybe we could do refugee resettlement. But I just think we have enough right now. We're taxing our own system. So I think you've said it well, Ron. I agree with you.
Absolutely. I just been thinking a lot about this over the last few days and what happened in Paris and so on. And, you know, there's probably ways that we can do a humanitarian thing for some of these people, whether it's helping Germany or Belgium or some of these camps supplying with medicine, doctors, whatever, and hoping that we can settle these people back in their home countries where they're
going. Yeah, there you go. That's another thing I'll never understand. Well, I bet we could do what we do cheaper by saying let's help them, you know, in the region. Let's help them in the region. So, as you say, when the situation resolves, you get them back. I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Jeff, south of Watford City, where are you, by Grassy Butte or north of there?
Well, I'm getting close to Grassy Butte. Hey, I think what we should do to these Syrian refugees that the federal government wants to drop off in North Dakota, we bring them to a fancy hotel, pick your city of choosing, and we give them a big, thick ham sandwich to eat. You know they're going to be hungry. And whichever one refuses to eat this ham sandwich, you know they can't be any good. Because we all know that the Muslims don't eat pork, right?
Yeah, now I hear what you're saying. It seems a little cruel that you're getting somebody over here and then you're forcing something in front of them that they can't eat. But wouldn't it be better just to vet that process? You know, do it over there. I mean,
I like that my method better than just asking them if there's a terrorist and if they say no, then we let them in. I mean,
well, I definitely think we need to screen a little better. I was mocking the screening process earlier by just saying we just ask them, but I want to know.
Yeah,
I hope you were.
Yeah,
I think what Governor Dalrymple should do is just say no. We are not going to take any refugees, and we will take that money and give it to veterans organizations. I mean, ultimately, the taxpayer is on the hook for all this stuff. And
Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Keep driving. Drive safely. Dan and Hickson, Kevin and Moorhead, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, I have posted on my Facebook page, and Todd, could you please share this on the What's on Your Mind and KFIRE pages as well, the governor's statement on this issue of a lot of governors are saying, no, we will not take refugees, and they're standing up against the administration against this, who's continuing to say, we're going to do this. In fact, I saw during the break a news report from CNS By the way, that the refugees in the United States today from Syria, 2,098 Muslims, 53 Christians. So back to my point, Christians are being persecuted in Syria in big numbers, in atrocious ways, and they're minuscule in the amount that they're being brought out. So, you know, again, I'd prefer they not have to pick and choose based on religion among refugees. But again, if we're looking at intel that says ISIS is planning to infiltrate the refugee resettlement process, a lot easier to do that among the Muslims than it would be against the Christians. More answers just to say no. The governor's saying LSS isn't planning this, and we're confident this is being vetted, and all of our law enforcement are talking to all of their law enforcement. I wish he'd just say no. President Obama, no. His statement in his own words on our Facebook page, if you want to check that out, okay? All right. Are we good? Good. Now, what else did I have to do here before we get back to these calls? Oh, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. The Big Flavor Tour is going to be in New Rockford tomorrow, Cooperstown Thursday, and Mayville Friday at Miller's Fresh Foods. We're talking about Big Flavor Dave, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Big Flavor Dave. And a whole lot of free Cloverdale products. So look for the Big Flavor Tour at New Rockford, Miller Fresh Foods, 2 until 6 tomorrow, Cooperstown Thursday, 2 to 6, and Mayville Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 at Miller's Fresh Foods. Makes me want to go there. Really good. All right. Back to the calls at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Who is next? Don. No, Dan in Hickson. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, the Islamic situation, I have over 100 books on Islam, so I could talk for a long time about Islam, but I have just 3 points to make. Number one, I like your idea about bringing in Christians, but I'm convinced that the Obama administration will not let this happen. He wants to bring in Muslims. He wants to fundamentally transform America, and by bringing in Muslims, he will accomplish his goal. And you're right, Christians around the world are being persecuted by Muslims. You talked about Syria and, of course, Iraq, Iran, Sudan. Over 2 million Christians in Sudan have been killed by Muslims. Why isn't that on the news? I'd like to see Christians brought in from
And by the way, Dan, the reason for my idea on bringing up the Christians being persecuted in Syria was specifically to rout out what I'm talking about. I mean,
right.
I'd love it to say, okay, we agree. People being persecuted in Syria is a bad thing. You want to bring them here, so we're having some trouble knowing whether or not they mean us harm or not. Let's pick the Christians because it's a lot tougher to, you know, infiltrate Christian groups for the Syrian. In other words, Christians, number one, are not going to join jihad.
Right.
And it would be a lot easier to infiltrate a different religion, or look like you're with a different group to come over here, but it won't happen.
And you will never be able to vet Muslims, because according to, and I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Tajiga, Muslims are allowed to lie to non-Muslims. It's in the Hadith, in the Quran. So you can interview a Muslim and say, are you a terrorist? And they'll lie through the teeth, because according to their religion, that's what they can do. So it is ridiculous to expect that to happen.
Appreciate the call, Dan.
Can I talk about Lutheran Social Service a minute?
I don't have a minute. I'll give you about 20 seconds.
Okay. I'm Lutheran, and what Lutheran Social Service is doing by bringing in Muslims and not witnessing to these Muslims to convert to believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior makes me ashamed to be a Lutheran. I find what they're doing is reprehensible. And I just got done talking to my son in Norway, and you're talking about France having a problem in Paris? Norway has a problem with Muslims in Oslo, and it doesn't make the news. Our son lives in Norway, and Norway has a huge problem with Muslims in Oslo. Criminal Muslim behavior in Oslo should be on the news.
Appreciate the call. Here's a comment from Paul. Says, for those here who think that America should open its borders to Syrian refugees because we should be like Jesus, you need to read the article below. As it points out, we have now discovered that at least two of the perpetrators of the Muslim massacre in France were masquerading as poor, helpless Syrian immigrants of the very kind President Obama is importing into the U.S. in droves. Did you get that? Terrorists posing as refugees. Do you really think that wouldn't happen here? It absolutely would and will happen here. I understand where you're coming from, with the desire to show compassion to people and share the gospel with them. But nowhere in the Bible are we told, as a nation, to open our borders to possible and probable terrorists so they can blow up our cities and people like they did in Paris and like they did to a Russian airplane. Well said. Kevin Moorhead, you're next.
Hi, Scott. Hey, I got... Are you still there?
I am, Kevin. Quickly, go ahead.
Okay, two things. Anybody that thinks that this president cares what a governor of any state thinks is wasting their time, because he's going to put them wherever he wants. Number two is, anybody that doesn't think that this whole thing from his first day in office hasn't been planned, hasn't been paying attention. He's got two autobiographies out there. Questionable whether he wrote either one.
No, I take your point, though, Kevin, without question. Hey, Matt in New Salem, we didn't get to you. Can we have you call first thing tomorrow? We'll make you first in line. Does that sound okay? Manny, you talk to Matt. You get his number. We'll take him first up tomorrow. Texter says, vote yes in West Fargo. Gotta go. Love you. Bye. Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.